In his film, Soul Surfer, director Sean McNamara has missed the boat in the creation of cohesiveness between cast and filming. Soul Surfer tells Bethany Hamilton's story all right, but with as much cheese as lousy infomercials. McNamara neglects the success of this film by casting such actors as Anna Sophia Robb, Helen Hunt, and country star Carrie Underwood. Despite some moments that are smothered in cheese, Soul Surfer superficially tells the true story of Hamilton and her family as they overcome the hardships of living with a disabled daughter. McNamara's film is a sad attempt to portray the truly inspirational story of surfing phenom Bethany Hamilton. From Rob's computer-generated missing appendage to the addition of Carrie Underwood, McNamara probably thought, what could go wrong? Just about everything. In a luxurious and pretentious Hawaiian island, we meet beach blonde and bikini-clad Bethany Hamilton, played by Anna Sophia Robb, and lifelong best friend Alana Blanchard, played by Lorraine Nicholson. The movie's spirit is comprised of these two with their rapture for aquatics, but their sugar-coated life seems almost too good to be true. Hamilton's surfing success is very predictable, unlike the abrupt dismemberment of her arm, which dramatically reverses her life in the film's tone. Following the shark attack, Rob's somber countenance accurately projects Hamilton's bewilderment. Her presence and spirit factor into the portrayal of the strenuous recovery. The motivation catalysts of her father and mother, played by Helen Hunt and Dennis Quaid, encourage Hamilton to beat the odds, that she may still have a career in surfing. When all hope is lost, Hamilton's father, played by Dennis Quaid, inspires stamina and tenacity in his daughter by contradicting her indifferent conclusions.
Tell me how everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah, that's me. Mr. Jump right in and fix it. I could just keep my mouth shut. For once.
Done, aren't I? I can't even paddle out to the lineup past the big waves. I don't understand. What happened to I can do all things? Why? Why did this happen? Why did I have to lose everything?
You didn't lose everything, Bethany. Not even close.
Though her part may have seemed so small, McNamara needed to undo it before casting Carrie Underwood as a church youth leader. Underwood's dialogue with Rob is so fake and ungenuine, it sounds as if she is reading the lines for Regina George in Mean Girls. Her corny words of wisdom to Bethany are in no way inspiring. You may think what you want about this garish youth group minister, but I say Carrie should have stayed out of Hawaii and gone back to Tennessee. Underwood's performance sadly ruined the film's ultimate success for her fellow cast members. The screenplay and filming in Soul Surfer are so informally performed that it pained me to watch. Awkward and dizzying close-ups of Rob and Hunt distract the viewer from noticing their true worth as actors and the significance of the scene. Screenshots and camera panelings are so jerky and unbalanced that they bore the viewers. The filming was overall unprofessional. The movie has its shining moments, but if one wanted to watch something truly inspirational, they would have been better off fast-forwarding to the end, which features homemade films of Bethany Hamilton herself. Seeing the legitimate Hamilton is more genuine than seeing Anna Sophia Robb's, who is more petite and much less of a tomboy. Soul Surfer is dismantled by the choices McNamara made in production. No matter how perplexing and majestic the surfing scenes may be, an unaccommodating cast with awkward performances hinder this cheesy surfer flick from triumph.